This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Amina Aliako here at Reading Terminal Market. Amina has a new cart here. It's not a stand, but a cart, so maybe that'll turn into a permanent place one day. But she's now here Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Reading Terminal Market selling all kinds of pickled goods and jarred goods that you make yourself. Now, the interesting part, Amina, let's talk about this. I understand that you are a Syrian refugee.
Yes, Syrian refugee, yes.
Explain how you came to the market.
Before 1 year and 7 months, when I come here, I'm working. My husband, he's can't working, and I have enough four children. My income is so liberal. For that, I want to make special job for me. I went to my manager, Anuj. Anuj, my manager, he's a too much good man. I said, I want to make other job for my family, special job for me. He said, okay, no problem. If you can make license and if you can doing everything for you can selling here. Before 1 year, I'm working on my paper. I done, I'm first started one day today.
Now you just started officially here at the market. Anuj was filling me in. He's the one who introduced us, and he was filling me in that you did a program where you kind of connected with other neighborhoods.
It's same day Anuj is make program. I was there same day. It's a good program.
It was a breaking bread program.
Yeah, it's a good program. I like it, yeah.
Where you learn about each other through food?
Yes, exactly, yes. Same for everybody, for every country. نتعرف على بعض شو الله عشان نتعرف على بعض. Different people, different everything, yeah.
You've come a long way since then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm so tired for my business, yeah. For 1 year before I'm working. But thank God, yeah, everything good now.
Tell me about your business, your brand new business.
My business, Syrian food. I want to make everything about Syrian food. Hummus, mitabal, pickled vegetables, rice, milk, everything. Maybe 1 month after, 2 months after, I want to make more food, falafel, kubba, everything for about Syrian food, yeah.
Do you miss home? I know you're a refugee, so you can't exactly go back.
No, I can't go back. It's too bad. Before 1 year, before 7 years bad. Before 7 years, it's war have. But I know it's too much bad.
Oh, it's even worse.
7 years, yeah.
How lucky that you have all your four children and your husband with you.
Thank God. My family is with me, my children, my husband. Too much is happy here because I'm 5 years, went to Turkey, my kids, it doesn't go to school. No school, no anything, it's working with me. But when I came here, my kids, it go to school, it's so happy, thank God, yeah. I came here for my kids, yeah. Thank God, it's too much happy, yeah.
What do you want people to know about Syrian refugees?
America, it's American here. When I came here, first months, I'm too much happy. I like it, America. But after 1 month, when I come working, when I go to my home, I'm coming my work, I'm looking at people in street. I'm so fired. Afraid. Yeah. Because if you, I understand, if you here doesn't working, America, it's not good for you. You must working for America, it's good for you. For that, I'm working before. When I came here to after 20 days, I come my work here. And I want make business for me. It's you to more good. If you make business for you, for more good for government here.
You started your own business. That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Describe the importance of food.
Before my dad, before my granddad, before, I'm too like it, this traditional. For that, if Syrian, especially Syrian people, if go to any way, he can't forget his traditional. He's like it too much, his foods. It you have here other food, you have, but my traditional food, it have special spice. For that, I like it. Syrian people, it's too much like it, traditional Syrian food, yeah.
What do you think Americans will really like to eat from Syria that they are not too familiar with?
I think he likes hummus and baba ghanoush. Yeah, hummus, baba ghanoush, and vegetables pickled. It's like it. I see. Yeah.
Is it hard to make?
Yeah, it need too much job. Yeah.
You put a lot of time into it?
It took a long time, and it's a hard job, yeah.
I see your children are working with you now.
It's only today, but maybe weekend he can help me, yeah. But wow. I came with me.
It must be amazing for your children to see how far you've come, being a Syrian refugee and now owning your own business.
I said with my kids, I make this everything for we, not for me. I want working maybe 2 years, only 2 years, 2 years after, 3 years after. For if he, my kids, bigger, yeah, he see it's have special job for them, not for me. I'm too much happy for I make special job for me and for my family, not only for me. I'm working here with all these people.
How do you feel right now?
I'm too much happy, yeah, thank you so much.
Amina Aliako with Amina's Food, which is a cart here at Reading Terminal Market. Congratulations and thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so happy for you. Thank you so much. Thank you for you coming. Talk to me. Thank you so much.
And while I'm here, I'm going to pull in Anuj Gupta, who's the general manager here at Reading Terminal Market. Can you give us a little background on Amina Aliako and how you helped her start her business?
Well, Amina started working for us about a year and a half ago in our maintenance operation here at the market. And a few months into it, I said, what do you want to do? She's a very hard worker. Would she like to work here more? She was only working here part-time. What she said is she wants to start her own business. And she makes these traditional pickled vegetables. She brought me some samples. They were delicious. She said, I make them at home. Can I sell them at the market? Unfortunately, you can't make something in an unlicensed, uninspected kitchen and sell it at the market. So we took her over to the Enterprise Center, with whom we have a terrific partnership. They have a shared kitchen incubator space. It's licensed, inspected. They help entrepreneurs get off the ground, make their products, figure out the regulatory processes. So they assisted her. And then she was connected with the Welcoming Center for New Pennsylvanians. It's another nonprofit I'm involved with. And they helped her with every stage of starting a business in Philadelphia, which can be incredibly complex. And then add on another nonprofit, the Women's Opportunity Resource Center, which granted her the funds she needed to acquire some equipment, start up with the operating costs, and a dream which, frankly, not that long ago seemed like it would take a long time to reach. Her determination, coupled with the help from these organizations, got her to where she is today. It's a wonderful story.
She came from a war-torn country. She was a refugee, yeah. And now she's a business owner.
Yeah. Well, that's the story that's made America for the last, almost 300 years. So it shouldn't be strange to anybody. I'm the son of two immigrants who came here from India in the 60s and built their livelihood and built a food-based business. So that story continues through Amina and many others. What I'm really happy about is that we've figured out a way for local entrepreneurs to be able to start here at the Reading Terminal Market without having to lease a 300 or 400 square foot space, without having to have capital accumulated to fit out the space. This is a low threshold, low barrier way of starting your business here at the market.
So tell me about these carts. These carts, have you always had them? It seems like you're utilizing them a little more.
We're utilizing them a little more. These are the historic luggage carts used on the Reading Railroad. They were used to unload bags as the trains came in. And they had been used for pop-up vending opportunities, not with the concentration that we are using now. And they were mostly used for artisans and crafters. The regulatory process for food business in Philadelphia to serve on a cart like this was not easy. But one by one, we started opening the door to food entrepreneurs to utilize these because it's one of our only ways to experiment and give new concepts a try here at the market without, again, the big risk and big investment on their end and without us having to commit to a long-term lease, so on and so forth.
So what happens to someone like Amina? Let's say she does well. Can she be on her way to having a booth at the market?
Well, the advantage of this program is it gives us a proving grounds, if you will, to try concepts and see how well they do. I will say, not that there's a lucky card here, But the last entrepreneur to try this was Love Foods, in this spot, I mean. They started in December of 2017, and as you know, they opened as the first vegan deli in the city of Philadelphia. Anything's possible.
What's it like for you to, like, it must be, you must feel a sense of pride to have kind of had a hand in watching Amina succeed?
Well, I know what immigrants do in this country, so the determination that she has exhibited is really remarkable. And to have some small role to help open the doors that she needed open is very meaningful. And it helps us with my goal here at the market. This is Philadelphia's market. I want to reflect Philadelphia. I want to reflect the composition of the city. And this is one more step towards doing that.
With all cultures that you can experience at the market.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
All right. Anuj Gupta, General Manager, Philadelphia's Reading Terminal Market. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.